Sounds too simple almost, huh? It certainly is never discussed by us. It's one of those strings that once you start pulling on it, the whole system unfolds before our eyes, and we realize that this is an intentional unhappiness that is being imposed on us. Love women, make them happy, says Prince. It is within and from Prince's love for women, at the heart of his strategy, that we must place his advocacy of nakedness and open sexuality, his vision of a new breed of leaders, and the reason why he drew the rage of the power guys down on him. We should see it as key to his strategy, key to his resistance, and key to his receiving power's punishment. Prince likes women. In such an intensely misogynistic system as class, premised as much on hating women as on hierarchy and rank broadly, this emphatic condition could not help but bring him to power's attention. Add that he intentionally wanted to recreate obedience numbed us, to wake us up, and that he used the concept of a new breed, which a fascistic version of which power has seized for themselves. And it becomes quite inevitable that the power guys would come down on him hard, that they would want to hurt him as much as stop him, that he would bring all their sadistic energy to the fore. His whole being confronted them as a conscious challenge, and we must fully appreciate what Prince endured to fully appreciate him. This is a quote from his song Sexuality from 1981. Stand up, everybody. This is your life. Let me take you to another world. Let me take you tonight. You don't need no money. You don't need no clothes. The second coming, anything goes. Sexuality is all you'll ever need. And that's just a way of saying your body. We won't be discussing this because who else but Prince has said we have to reclaim our bodies? And is that not the core of the system? They want to claim control our bodies. It's straightforward, it's simple, it's true, which is why we never get to talk about it. Sexuality, let your body be free. Come on, everybody, this is your life. I'm talking about a revolution. We gotta organize. We don't need no segregation. We don't need no race. New age revelation. I think we got a case. I'm okay as long as you are here. I'm okay as long as you are here with me. Sexuality is all we ever need. Reproduction. And you know, I'm sorry, that's statement. You have to know that. That is a politically astute statement. It's also a very emotionally charged one for someone who's being targeted with EMF, who is simultaneously trying to organize to stop this fascism that is rampant around us and bring in our life of freedom, which is our due, which is within our own hands in this moment, requires only our wanting to enough. So when he says, I'm okay as long as you're here with me, that is the absolute truth. We got to be here with each other, for each other, and then it's going to happen. Reproduction of a new breed. Leaders, stand up, organize. Everybody. We live in a world overrun by tourists, 89 flowers on their back, inventors of the AccuJack. They look at life through a pocket camera. What? No flash again? They're all a bunch of double drags who teach their kids that love is bad. Half of the staff of their brain is on vacation. Mama, are you listening? We need a new breed. Leaders, stand up, Organize. Don't let your children watch television until they know how to read, or else all they'll know how to do is cuss, fight, and breed. No child is bad from the beginning. They only imitate their atmosphere. If they're in the company of tourists, alcohol, and U.S. history, what's to be expected is 3 minus 3. Absolutely nothing. Stand up. Organize. We need a new breed. Leaders, stand up. Organize. Organize. I want to be in the new breed. Stand up. Organize. Sexuality is all I'll ever need. I'm going to let my body be free. And when we sing those words with Prince, it makes us begin to internalize them in our bodies, which is why he got targeted.